Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hello, welcome, welcome. This is Nick Chance from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives. Through holistic approaches that address the mind, body, and spirit, I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals toward a state of balance and well-being. Together, we work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive life changes. So, say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to a life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back to another podcast, episode 99 on health and anxiety coaching. Today's discussion is on the impact of being seen and how this self-limitation causes anxiety. Today, I have a very special speaker with me, guest speaker Maria Lambie. Maria is a compassionate leader who facilitates the evolution of people into self-empowered, authentic beings. Maria is a circle facilitator and a meditation teacher on Inside Tama. She hosts a regular soul space circle twice a month at an authentic living center in Sydney, offering a safe space for like-minded people to connect at a deep soul level, both with themselves and others. Maria loves introducing people to a spiritual world, as well as supporting people to integrate their spiritual practice into a non-spiritual world around them. Maria is enjoying a break from her corporate career and has been involved in various not-for-profit organizations, including crisis support and suicide prevention at Lifeline. Maria, welcome. Welcome to a podcast on this particular topic of being seen.
Thank you, Nick.
And yeah, you know, thank you. You're most welcome. Hey, today is a very special topic. We're going to look at, going to take a deep dive on being seen, and I know our listeners are going to get a lot of value out of it, and they're going to tap into your wisdom. And but today, I just want to say that in this particular of being seen, the fear of being seen or noticed by others can lead to significant anxiety and mental distress. And today, we explore this theme of being seen and its association with anxiety, particularly focusing social anxiety and limiting beliefs. Now, once we understand underlying reasons behind this fear, we can develop strategies to overcome self-imposed limitation and embrace their true potential. So social anxiety is a common manifestation of fear of being seen, and it is an intense fear of social interactions and the constant worry of being judged and humiliated by others, individual in our society. Often avoid social people. It makes people avoid social situations, leading to isolation and limited social circles. And this fear stems from a deep-seated belief that their true selves are not worthy of acceptance or approved, creating a cycle of self-doubt and anxiety. Would you, Maria, would you like to show a little bit of light on that, on the, how it can affect us in the social scene?
Yeah, thank you, Nick. It's it's a very powerful theme for me that's played out a lot in my life and is ongoing. Whether to be seen or not to be seen, whether to allow yourself to be visible or to be invisible. And for me, you've mentioned that it can cause a lot of anxiety if there's this desire to not be seen. And for me, it's about an acceptance of where you're at and that, I believe that it can be a conscious choice in each moment to, you know, whether you want to allow yourself or certain aspects of yourself to be seen or not. And, you know, with those aspects that you may not want to be seen in any particular moment, to, you know, go easy on yourself without judgment and honor yourself and where you're at in each moment.
Yeah, I really like the way it creates a constant worry and being judged, or, you know, thinking that we're going to be humiliated by others and, you know, and in society. And so the fact that it does lead to isolation, you know, these ways of thinking leads to isolation. And then it kind of limits the connection that we need as a human being. You know, we all need to be connected. And in these kind of thinkings that actually, you know, they limit us. Like, yeah, I know that you've got a beautiful, you know, social circle, spiritual circle going on, and the soul space circle, and it's wonderful to see people coming to you and to your events and really enjoying themselves and really lighten them up by the end of the day. You can kind of feel them, and they earlier we chatted about how enlightened people felt, you know, once they invest themselves in a 2-hour program with yourself. But they can be lots of different beliefs, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, as you know, Nick, I've been hosting these soul space circles for almost 7 years now, and it really warms my heart to witness people, well, first of all, taking that step to show up, to make it there physically. And, you know, on a Wednesday night, often people, you know, they bring a whole lot of stuff with them, you know, how they're feeling physically, how they're feeling emotionally, energetically. And it's amazing to witness, you know, the transformation just by looking at someone's, you know, aura and their face light up, you know, from the initial feelings of potential like apprehension, if, you know, maybe the first time they've come or the first time they've tried anything like that. And for me, it just shows the power of having an open mind, which is really, you know, what it takes, the first step, and then, you know, allowing the rest to unfold.
Yeah, I see a lot of people go in there with feelings on unworthiness or acceptance or approval. You know, when they walk into that room, they start to feel a bit nervous, and then I know that we're prompted with self love cards. Tell me about those self love cards. How do they generate the inner thoughts or the cognition?
The self-love cards I've been using since day one in the circles, and I find they're a really great icebreaker to begin the evening with. And especially when, you know, if people are new to it all and maybe feeling a little bit nervous or anxious or apprehensive, or depending on how their day was, they may not, you know, want to even tap into how they're feeling or, you know, share that in the space, in the circle. And so, you know, having that card that picks them by the seat that they chose, you know, how it is, like, you don't pick the card picks you in intuitively, it can, like I said, be a great icebreaker. And also, 9 times out of 10, I find the message on the card tends to resonate with each person. And it's, it's a series of collection of some affirmations and great reminders. And the message may not be something that necessarily resonates with the person, but it certainly gets them to ponder on it and consider whatever that affirmation or message might be.
Yeah, those cards are powerful. They're the self-love cards, and the theme that, you know, that soul space circle is all about getting in touch with your heart, you know. And I know my card, it was a wonderful card. I think it said, like, it is from the heart. The heart knows my destination before I know my destination. Even, you know, it knows. So I just, it, you know, it allows us to think, well, I should, you know, put my hand on my heart, you know, and then tap into that and realize it's the heart that's actually guiding me. And the mind should be, you know, it's a bit different. So that's kind of cool. And I know that we were chatting a bit earlier how I think it how people just light up at the end of it, you know. I love the authenticity, you know, the authenticity of the group. We all want to connect, and we all kind of look at each other in the room, and, you know, there's all these wonderful new faces. And I think we used to call in the old days, you know, new blood. And, you know, and before then, no, we just mixed with that spiritual, you know, spiritually, in a way that we have been allowed to be witnessed, to be seen, you know, to be seen by ourselves. And I know, even, you know, the cards, when we're saying something or trying to make sense of the cards or what it means to us on a deeper level, there's this little bit of nervousness, and, you know, but it's good to be able to share authentically. I love that, because they're able to share authentically what comes up, you know.
Yeah.
And go into our philosophical nature and our mind space, and that's always good. And then, you know, I think the best thing is that we allow to go into seeing our limiting beliefs, you know. And sometimes that you know, contributing to anxiety also. You often, it's interesting. Different characters move in, and we've got, and our journeys are different, right? And our self perceptions are different, and you know, I don't know, but I'm getting a lot of people when we get in there, they start feeling that I'm not good enough thing, you know. Well, I embarrass myself if I, you know, if I allow myself to be seen, or everyone is judging me, and these kind of restricting beliefs come up. But you know, it's limiting. It's kind of limiting, and it's limiting. It's not allowing us to you know, embrace new opportunities, and just leading to anxiety and. What do you think about that?
The way I see it, everything comes back to yourself. So if you're having thoughts or believe that other people are judging you, I would say look within yourself at where you might be judging yourself and go from there. So always look within.
Yeah, because we, you know, we impose our self restrictions. Oh, if I show up to the circle, what will they think of me? And all these thoughts are running. Every time we actually do something that's supposed to be, that leads us through the heart, with our hearts, we seem to get this challenge or these thoughts or these nagging thoughts that are saying, no, that's not for you. But actually that's the moment we should be moving forward towards that, you know, overcoming those self-limiting thoughts or that fear, you know, self-imposed barriers or restricts our personal growth and development and anything like that. It's a shame that a lot of people miss out, you know, on these valuable experiences and the opportunity to create these wonderful relationships.
Yeah. I find that, depending on where people are at, that's going to bring them whatever experience is meant for them. I find that when people come, or at least are prepared to have an open heart, then that just opens everything up for them. The heart will open as well. So the first step might be to show up to be seen, like physically show up to something or somewhere, but there's obviously, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. If you show up physically but your mind is closed, then your heart's bound to stay closed as well. So there's just that physical presence, which is still something. So that's why I find with my circles, it's or with anything I do, it's important for those people who do show up to, you know, show up because they're resonating with something. You know, there's something that draws them there. Otherwise, you end up with, you know, potential misalignment. But I do find it's important to honour where you're at, and the, you know, the beauty of the circles as well, I find, is that each time everyone brings with them their unique energy in that moment of time. So there have been circles in the past which you had been to where it was the same set of people, but it's never the same group energy, because everyone, you know, brings with them something, you know, that's unique to them at that point of time. So
That's wonderful. I just want to sort of talk to the overcoming the anxiety. I mean, I really like the way we pop into the room and we sit down and on chairs, and there's a different card for every chair. So whichever chair you pick, you know, that's your card. But there's the in between that time, there's just so much beliefs and negative beliefs or challenges and to be seen. I think everyone that goes in with, like you were saying, insecurities and the idea that judgment, look, if I read my card, I'm going to be ridiculed, or they probably think I don't know what I'm talking about, and you know, I really encourage people to tell more. You know, it doesn't you know, when they're reading that your cards, I really encourage people to really, if they can, you know, if they can get beyond their anxieties or their own self-limiting, to express something that's unique and authentic of themselves. And that's where the truth grows you. That's when you want to say something, but you're holding yourself back, you know. But if we can push through that kind of barrier or the self-limits of that self-judgment and that... I think, I just like that part. I sort of wanted to mention that, how powerful it is to be expanding on that card, you know, or that particular message for that person, that individual. And then, you know, then only that way we can truly, you know, embrace one's true potential there.
Yeah, and like I said, the cards are a great icebreaker, and then, of course, you have the meditation, which is, you know, a great way of connecting, each person connecting with themselves at the soul level, and and then the pairing exercises, connecting with each other through each other's reflections.
Yeah, nice one. And you know, there's also another thing, like embracing visibility, you know, instead of fearing being seen. Like we can all learn to embrace visibility and the opportunity for the growth and self-expression, and just engage in that activity and just push our boundaries. I think that's what we want to do. We want to push our boundaries and and then, you know, and practicing their self-compassion and surrounding oneself with supportive network, and they can help build confidence and reduce anxiety levels by letting go of all the needs for external validation or focusing on personal growth. And you know, we can all break free from the constraints of the our self-limitations, and you know, you can really feel like we're living a more fulfilled life. What do you think of that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you can, if you feel to it, embrace your visibility and even embrace the invisibility, if you know, if that's what you choose in a particular moment. I think I don't know if I can say human nature, but a lot of us tend to spend a lot of time in our thoughts, left side of the brain, logical mind, and like you said, those potential insecurities about the fear of being judged, etc., how you might be received, how others might see you. And again, bringing it back to yourself, how do you see yourself, you know, and maybe doing a little comparison as well. So if you want to change how others see you, you can look at, go back to, well, how do you actually see yourself, and, what could be different there?
Wonderful. Hey, just on a note on the last exercise we did, on being seen in the circle, I noticed it's a bit squeaky back there. Maybe my volume's a bit too high. I noticed that we got a lot of cognitions in the last exercise. Where we had to confront ourselves and really look deep. I mean, really dig, really look deep in ourselves. Why is it that I'm fearing being seen, and for me, it was like there were certain groups that I wanted to go to, but I limited myself by going out there because I thought, well, there was a different age bracket, or there was like, I want to know what to say, and I couldn't be authentic, couldn't be myself with those sort of thoughts. But last night, Soul Circle, Soul Space Circle, where, we all got pops, pops of vision, pops of thought, and you really got something to take home with us, I think there was a lot of change that people attended last night. And for me, I'm thinking, all this, I found, sometimes we have our blind spots, okay? And I really found my blind spot, and I found my own resistance. I found out now that I've been missing, not the fear of missing out, but just missing all those opportunities of having that anxiety of thinking the wrong thing and feeling that I'm not going to get accepted, so I better like stop there I don't know, some people can go, they can just go mix with anyone, right, anytime, or sometimes age difference has a bit of a blockage. Can you see what I'm saying?
I can hear what you're saying. The perceptions that we form about ourselves can hold us back from being seen, from allowing ourselves to be visible, or to even, from what you were saying, participate in certain things that we'd like to, because we think we're too this or too little that, too old or too, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's basically self-inflicted. You have the choice to choose differently, including the thoughts as well.
That's right. So we have this, the reframing of one mindsets. Once we can push through these limiting beliefs, and we can cultivate this self-confidence and We can break through from the constraints of the, and you know, anxiety, and again, live a more fulfilling life. Another thing is, now we, you know, and your circle give us an opportunity to let go of the all those limitations, self-limitation, and they allow us to embrace the power of, you know, being seen and taking those opportunities. Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, and you mentioned the word authenticity earlier as well, which plays a key part in all that as well. When you find yourself accepting, you know, the true essence of who you are and come from that authentic space, you won't feel any judgment from outside of you.
Spot on. You know, anxiety, we will not feel anything different until we find the root cause of it, right? So, you know, the circles allow us to go deeper in ourselves. It gives us the opportunity to find the root causes, you know, of the theme. So the theme was being seen. And I didn't allow myself to be seen, you know? I didn't allow myself to explore this underlying, you know, zone. And then, and you know, that just missed so much opportunities, and another thing is like challenging negative thoughts, right? That was such a, and this is challenging negative thoughts, and recognize the challenging negative thoughts or beliefs that actually fuel anxiety, you know. So I believe that we, you know, as we gather together in the Soul Space Circle, we're actually allowed to expose ourselves gradually, you know. We can see things.
So perhaps from a new perspective as well, which is, always the intention that I set for people who come.
Now, I think we've come to a point where we could probably ask a few questions of ourselves near the end of our podcast. But before I do that, like, tell me what you're working on at the moment for our listeners. You know, what are you working at the moment, and how did you come up with the theme being seen?
I'm working on a major project that's been in the making for some time and ready to launch, a multi-author book, which I mean, I'll, you know, be sharing more about it as it becomes more official, but that's basically where Daring to Be Seen is the origins of what led me to the being seen theme. But it's something that the whole theme of visibility and being seen in that sense is it's the crux of my spiritual breakthrough, if I can call it that. Back in 2012, a few years into the start of my spiritual journey, where I had this big aha type moment in a workshop that I was attending, where I realized that I was the one making myself invisible to the world. And it was just huge for me when I realized that, because being a fairly, you know, introverted, shy, timid person for most of my life, that being, you know, my inherent nature, I went through life, the bulk of my life, thinking that, that I just, you know, people didn't notice me, that I had this sense of, you know, not belonging and not, not being seen in that sense, not so much the fear of not being seen, but that's how I was projecting myself onto the world. And when I had this realization, I realized that I was the one making myself invisible, and that's when I knew that if I can make myself invisible, I can also make myself visible. From being seen to not being seen. And even to this day, I find that, you know, I mean, I'm not here to say that I'm always, you know, allowing myself to be visible, because I'm not. Sometimes I have my moments where, you know, certain aspects of me, for example, I prefer to, you know, drop in and out of visibility. And so my message is more that, you know, it's not about pushing yourself to be always visible or always happy or always whatever certain way. It's about, you know, being authentic and acknowledging, you know, those times, those moments or those aspects within yourself where you don't want to be seen, and that's okay.
Thank you for that. Yeah, we definitely, as I mentioned earlier, we on last night's gift on the Soul Space Circle, we are definitely able to touch into that space, that vulnerability, that the validation. You know, we all want to be there, but I know that some of us have this limiting beliefs that even though we crave for that, but we kind of fall back from that. And I think that the circles allow us to, you know, really touch deep in our hearts and with an open heart, like you mentioned earlier, and embrace the idea that, wow, I get to be seen, I get an opportunity to be seen, I need to break, and I can get breakthrough those limiting beliefs that you know, that self-limits to be seen. Oh. Yeah, I love that. I love that part about the circles.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a little couple of questions. So what are some common limiting beliefs that contribute to anxiety relating to being seen, do you think?
Limiting beliefs? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I guess going back to the whole, you know, perceptions that you might think, you know, others are seeing you in a certain way that's not good enough if you're comparing yourself to others. That would be, I'd say, the main one, not feeling that you're not good enough, maybe even a sense of not belonging as well. Like a fear of standing out, of being different.
You know, I also mentioned isolation earlier. I think it's important to mention that we can be so self, we can talk ourselves into isolation. And I think you know, we have this psychic wall, psychic bridge, it's not a bridge, it's a psychic room, whatever. Our psyche, it's like we build around walls, actually, and our prison cells, and sometimes we're just happier in a way. Not happy, but there's more happy once you get out of yourselves, right? But we can be so content to be in our blocked into or into that space and isolation. We can learn to be isolated, because I don't think folks know that, you know, we all build this thing called resilience. Now, you know, we can persuade ourselves. This is powerful, because we can persuade ourselves through this thing called resilience that things are okay. And some of us don't even know, right? We don't even know that we're actually entrapped by resilience, because we learn life when you overcome something, right? Especially when we relate to anxiety, when we overcome something, we whatever it is in life, we become resilient to it, which means we strengthen up. Now, this is a good thing and a bad thing, you know. If you kind of follow what I'm saying, how you know, in anxiety, we can be so caught into those self-imprisoned walls, and it's limiting our growth and development. So what kind of strategies do you think we can use to challenge and reframe our limiting beliefs as far as being seen?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. I think, it really comes down to how you see yourself, really. Like I said, you know, looking within first, because if your limiting beliefs are around, say you have a fear of, you know, how others will see you, it really starts with how you see yourself. And relating it to, you know, self-confidence, for example, if you see yourself in a certain way that's small, or, you know, like not good enough, or not belonging, or, you know, being too this or too that doesn't quite meet whatever standard you're placing on yourself, then that's how others will see you, because you're projecting that onto others and the world. So it really, I think, comes down to how you choose to see yourself, and I do believe it is a choice. So rather than saying, okay, being aware of all these limiting beliefs and trying to, you know, resist them, and, you know, as you know, what you resist persists. So if you're going to keep focusing on, you know, having all these limiting beliefs and trying to work out how to get rid of them, then, you know, they're just going to persist and hang around probably for longer. More, you know, I guess finding a way, like, you know, like I said, you know, can be as simple as starting by opening your mind to begin with. Not keeping it narrow to whatever thoughts or, you know, limitations with the beliefs, and opening yourself up to the opportunity of seeing things in a different way. What if you weren't so small? You know, what if you didn't need to compare yourself with others? What if you were enough? You know, even if you don't believe it to be true, Just asking the question and leaving that possibility open for yourself, and, you know, seeing what unfolds with that.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. That's really cool what you said. And as you're saying, I was looking at, you know, to be seen and to overcome anxiety of being seen. It's actually a practice. It takes time and patience. But also, it develops its self-confidence and self-acceptance. And it's only those two ingredients that can help us jump over that, to get over that. But anyway, saying that, how can we, here's one thing I know that we all need to feel connected, but how can surrounding ourselves with a beautiful supportive network, like a conscious community, contribute to overcoming the fear of being seen?
Yeah, I mean, that's another good question. And, you know, as you've mentioned before, based on your experiences coming to my soul space circles, I guess you would have seen firsthand, you know, how that can be possible, just to simply, you know, surround yourself. Well, looking at, you know, who are you surrounding yourself with, not just the people, but their energies, then that's of course going to, you know, impact on, you know, going back to you within yourself, and, you know, how there's that two-way projection process going on. So and, you know, of course there's safe spaces where you know that you're going to be around like-minded people, and, you know, usually it's the case, there's no judgment, so there's that comfort zone of the safety net there, like feeling, you know, it's a safe and sometimes sacred space as well. And and as you know, with my circles, I'm all for integrating that into the outer world, the non-spiritual world, the hustle and bustle of Oxford Street, you know, after we leave the circles. And so, you know, whatever collective energy is created through the safe space of like-minded souls, taking that out into the world and projecting it onto to everyone else that, that may not be so like-minded.
We definitely, beautiful. We do definitely, after practicing, you know, the social, spiritual, conscious circles and the soul circle, I think we do tend to, like, whatever we've been saying so far, we did tend to develop slowly and surely. We all feel our changes over time. And, so I think a lot of people with anxiety, they really, really love to come out of their shells. That's what I'm trying to say. They really love to connect, come out, connect, and I encourage them to do it wherever they are on this planet, you know, to do that, to find their tribe, find people that will, you know, give them that space, give them a chance to be heard, seen and heard, and, you know, to test, to see, to feel their authenticity, you know, to be able to expose themselves to their authenticity, you know, and overcome those fears of being seen, you know. And it's wonderful to be supported, and no one is alone. I think I mentioned that earlier. No one should feel alone, because I don't think the only way people feel alone is they. A frame of mind to feel alone, and they can be such a strong belief, you know, limiting belief, and we can convince ourselves that we're so alone, which is not, to me, that's not true, because when we have the opportunity to go to, you know, places like Soul Space Circle, our hearts open, we kind of sing from the heart, and, you know, and we all find that we're on the same, everyone's, you know, on our journey of discovery. I have another question. Why is it important to let go of the need of external validation when it comes to being seen?
That's a big question. So I'll just repeat that. So why is it important to let go of external validation when it comes to being seen? Well, I mean, you know, whether it comes to being seen or not, external validation is, it's seeking validation outside of yourself. So from others, other people. So, it goes back to what you were saying about the perceptions. If you're worried about, if you don't want to be seen because you have a fear of, you know, other people seeing you in a certain way that you don't want to be seen as, and therefore not validating you, then, you know, then that's saying you've got, you're feeling a need to be validated by them. So by not showing yourself, by not allowing yourself to be seen by those people, it's like you're using that, I mean, you hypothetically, of course, using that as some kind of protective shield. So if your fear is that other people are going to, you know, judge you, humiliate you or whatever, make you feel small by being seen, then it's safer for you to choose not to be seen so that, you know, you bypass all of that. But, seeking external validation is... I guess a general sort of, you know, human, if I can say, need, egoic need. But when you link it with the being seen, then, that's how I see it coming out to play, that it can lead you to not be seen, you know, to avoid that whole process of rejection by not getting the validation externally, if that makes sense.
I didn't think of it that way. But I know that one thing, we're all looking for love, and I know most cases of and I know that you also mentioned earlier that you are working with Lifeline, and I'm sure you've got a lot of wonderful answers for us, because you've got upfront there. You know, for some of us, it's just ignoring, or we're ignorant to the idea that there are people out there, you know, who are challenged by anxiety and other things. And there are all these psychological stuff that, you know, that if they can just uplift themselves out of it, you know, and see a little bit of light, you know, out of the dark tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you for bringing that up, because as you were sharing earlier about some people feeling lonely, that reminded me of, some of the calls that I've experienced in my time so far at Lifeline. And, what I've found is that a lot of people, some people, you know, may be surrounded by other people, by family members or, you know, connections that they have, but they can still feel alone. You know, they may not be alone physically, but they're still alone because they, for whatever reason, whether it's anxiety driven or something else, they may not feel comfortable being heard by the people that know them or being seen by the people that know them. So, I mean, at least by calling Lifeline, they're reaching out for support. And sometimes I think it can make people feel more safe if they can remain anonymous. So it's by phone, like no one can see them. And the person that hears them is someone that doesn't know them and will probably never know them. So it's... it's a very rewarding experience for me to be able to offer support where I can to people that are suffering a major crisis. And and even though it may not, you know, each crisis is different, it's not necessarily, you know, on the verge of suicide, but it's a crisis for that person. You know, even if I might not think it's, you know, such a big crisis, it's huge because, you know, that's what's going on for them. That's their story. And a key part to it all is active listening, which is, you know, leads to my next theme actually coming up is on being heard, because I, even though they go hand in hand, being seen and being heard, they're both, you know, in themselves, like very distinct themes as well that can be explored separately.
Yeah, wonderful. Such a good thing that you're doing there. Now, just one more short question, short answer. How can reframing our mindsets help us break free from the constraints of anxiety and self-limitations? Just like, you know, like I said, mentioned earlier, how can we get out of our mental prison cells and how can we shine more light on the tunnel?
Yeah, I mean, reframing the mindset, I mean, that's quite, a huge step, but trying to break it down, it's, I mean, as I touched on earlier, I believe that, I mean, there's a quote by Wayne Dyer that, you know, I quote quite a bit, change the way you look at things. And the things you look at change. So, you know, and that includes the way we look at ourselves as well. And, you know, sometimes it can be a matter of, I mean, it's easier said than done, but shifting your focus. I mean, you know, you might be very much in victim mode if you've had, you know, something major's happened and you're, you know, very much in your story of victimhood and, you know, why me and poor me, and may have valid reasons for that. But sometimes I find it helps to look at the bigger picture, put things in perspective and say, okay, you know, this is what, you know, I'm going through right now. It's big. But if you, you know, look at it from more of a, you know, bird's eye perspective, well, in the scheme of things, how big is that, you know, this one experience that means a lot now, you know, how important will it be in a year's time, in 5 years time or in 10 years time, you know, and also, I mean, gratitude is obviously, you know, key as well. Like the more You know, we can remind ourselves what we have to be grateful for. I mean, you know, you might experience a car crash, for example, and a lot of damage to your car, and there's, you know, all these thoughts, the hassle of having to, you know, fix it and pay for it and all this. But then with, you know, the magic of gratitude, you can remind yourself, well, okay, you've got a car, you know, you've had the benefits of it for so long, and, you know, acknowledging whatever else that you do have, for example, rather than focusing on what you don't have or what you may have lost, you know, whether it be temporary or not. So there's quite a few things there that are available to you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I think that's the end of our questions. And look, this has been a wonderful podcast, and thank you for sharing your insights. I think I'm not sure if we have time for meditation tonight. I think there's a limit of only 60 minutes recording. So Marie, I think we will probably focus on meditation. Actually, what I can do is okay. I think we can probably put another episode together and do a meditation separately on this particular matter, or maybe what's your next theme. So another question is how can people contact you and tell me when is your next gift giving and events at the Social Soul Space Circle.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I guess as you can see, it's a huge theme, so there's so much to explore with it. I mean, it's not officially live yet, marialambie.com, but stay tuned. And my Soul Space Circle events are on both social media, on Facebook and also Eventbrite. I have a collection on Eventbrite, so you can take a browse and just have a look at previous themes and see, you know, if they resonate with you, it's likely any new themes might resonate. The next one I have created so far is coming up in 2 Tuesdays away on the 26th of March, and as we've said, the theme for that is on being heard, which mm-hmm. is another powerful theme. Mm-hmm. And basically I have 2 a month at the moment, so usually every second Wednesday and the last Tuesday of the month. And I mean, sometimes it will vary, but that's usually the time frames when they're on. And I'm actually looking to potentially reintroduce some online, may not be online full circles, but some online Zoom meditations stay tuned for that body scan that can reach, you know, globally as well, different time frames.
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to all your events and good luck and all the best with your book launch.
Insight Timer.
Well, I know you know, things are changing, and it's up to, you know, if we want to make a change, it's up to us. So that's the kind of mindset we must have. So with all that said, Maria, thank you very much for the wonderful presentation and sharing, that's been such an eye opener for me, and such a wonderful growth and experience. So with all about that, so wishing you a wonderful night, and everyone who's listening here, join us on our next podcast very shortly. Creating almost one a day, and the target is 366. Maria, thank you so much, and blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. It was my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity.
My pleasure. Okay. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
When you need
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.